Uplift Education wants Dallas to form a nonprofit corporation so the city can authorize bond sales of up to $85 million for Uplift school construction at low interest rates. Rena Honey, president of Alliance AFT, Dallas's largest teacher group, worries the move is more about money than education. She says Uplift wants to open a school in Deep Ellum, adjacent to bars and nightclubs.
To have a school with young, impressionable minds right in the middle of those bars and things, I think questions, is it really for the goodness of the students, or is it a land thing that they're trying to get a hold of a good piece of a property at a low interest rate?
Honey fears Uplift could flip the property for a nice profit, then build a school elsewhere. She also wants more public input on this plan before the city council votes on it. So does Councilwoman Carolyn Davis, who says she has nothing against the charter operation, but questions Uplift's accountability. It lacks elected officials.
A public school trustee, you can hold someone accountable. If the parents has a question or concerns, Mr. Chair, they can go to the Board of Education. I'm a public school supporter. I think we have to strengthen DISD.
Uplift Education says it, too, is a public school by state law. But Alliance AFT's David Lee says there are differences between Uplift and DISD.
But if the students do not perform or the parents do not stay involved, then those students end up back in DISD, and they're replaced.
Lee says the charter operation competes with DISD, and city leaders should not be taking sides by helping Uplift. But the Dallas Economic Development Committee says creating the nonprofit just aids an effective public school. The item comes up before Dallas City Council Wednesday. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.